In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to chapter 9 of Ezra. This passage of Scripture stands out as one of the great passages of a man pouring out his heart before God because of his nation, the condition of his nation. Specifically, as he's come back to Jerusalem from Babylon, there are several men that come to him and say, listen, you've got some problems that are going on and we're going to lay them out for you. The priests, the leaders of the people are intermarrying with the people, and this is the same problem that sent us into captivity to start with. This not following the Word of God, not following the commands of God. And so Ezra, with this burden, verse 5, at the evening sacrifice, I arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to Thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. The remainder part of chapter 9 is his just pouring his heart out to God. And I couldn't help but think and ask myself the question, have I ever fell upon my knees ashamed and blush before God because of the sin of our nation, the sin of individuals, the sin of family, whatever the case might be? And I have to say that I was somewhat rebuked by that. This man came back with the purpose of reestablishing the nation of Israel, starting in Jerusalem. And already, they're heading down the pathway to judgment and chastisement. And so with that in his heart, he goes to God and pours out his heart to God. And he said, Lord, I even blush to lift my face up to You because of the iniquity that is increased over our head and our trespasses which have grown up under the heavens. Now, this is not a large group of people. This is the thing that amazed me the most as I've studied this passage of Scripture. There may be at the most 36,000 people in Jerusalem at this time. That's not very many people. And yet, Ezra says, our sin, our wickedness has risen all the way up to heaven. Our trespasses have risen up into the heavens. Folks, it doesn't take a lot of people to commit sin to bring God's judgment. I thought about our nation. I've thought about the churches of America. I think it's high time for the people of God to get down on their faces. Don't you? I think it's high time that we recognize where we are, what we are doing, what we are allowing in our lives, and confess it to God. Notice the posture. I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. There is no lower level you can go as a human being on this earth to beseech your God than on your face. What does that show God? I'm not talking about, there was nobody around to see Ezra do this. He personally tells us what he did. No one was around watching him to see how he was praying. He just got down on his face and he poured out his heart to God Almighty about the sin that was besetting the people of Israel. Small group of people, yet was an offense to God. Listen, it's that kind of attitude that God can move. God can work. God can bring about maybe an awakening. We're going to find that takes place. And you know where it started? It started with Ezra with his face in the dirt. We haven't gotten there yet, have we? Very, very rarely do you see that kind of posture taken by Christians. But I wonder if it's not time for that. Probably past time. To get serious with God, where we'll set aside all the playtime and we'll say, God, I just need to get serious with You. I need to get alone with Thee. I'm going to share with you in this morning's message two examples that have happened this past week. And I hope that from God's Word we can see the seriousness of our Lord as He went into Jerusalem. He wasn't one that was cheering and waving at the crowd as He rode in on the white colt. The Bible says that He wept. He wept. And I'm going to illustrate that from God's Word today. And I see that here in the book of Ezra. Ezra was weeping before his God. He blushed before his God because of sin. And I believe that we need to get back to the Bible and get our own hearts into the Word of God to get the same mindset. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We need to get in our hearts, what is sin? Just because we live in the age of grace doesn't mean that we can forget about what sin is. Sin is what will destroy your family. Sin is what will destroy your life, Christian. Even after grace has been administered, it will destroy your life. We need to have the spirit and attitude of an Ezra to get alone with God and pour out his heart for his nation, for his people, because of the fact that it was full of sin. May God help us to have those same attitudes.